On this episode of Stuck in Beta,
we're unpacking the Stranger Things finale. Did they stick the landing?
Plus, we break down the aftermath of the St. Louis tornadoes and recap the holiday chaos.
We're fueling it all with Righteous Felon craft jerky and a cold glass of No Problem IPA from Friendship Brewing.
And did somebody say Dr. Oz? Unfortunately, yes.
Let's do it. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
And that's our abbreviated version of our intro.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
I'm excited for the show, Greg. This is going to be a lot of fun. I feel like this is going to be our best episode ever.
Yeah, happy new, best episode of this year.
Of this year.
So far. Welcome to our first episode of 2026.
Yeah, we've been on a hiatus for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's we've done Christmas and all that.
Yep.
But in order for me to really get talking about stuff, let's get a beer going. I have no intro for Beer 30. Today we have from a St. Louis Brewing Company. Friendship Brewing Company called No Problem.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you had this one kind of sitting around for a bit. You were going through your... Oh, no, what happened? Super cold. That's not the first time that's happened. It's like you dropped it on the way over or something.
I didn't shake it up or anything.
We got a lot ahead here. I don't know if that happens because you said your fridge is so incredibly cold. You wouldn't think that would be the reason.
No, it shouldn't be.
I guess we'll pause here.
Let me get a napkin.
Ruby's going to take care of it.
Great. There's some in the cat box. Well, not in the...
I don't know if that's...
That's fine. Oh, man, we're off on a good foot here.
Good start. here, it... So, No Problem is a hazy IPA, 7.7% ABV. On their website, it says, our hazy IPA featuring a rotating assortment of flavorful and fruity hops. And I gave you a lot of head there.
Yeah.
And, well.
Have you been to Friendship Brewing?
I haven't. That's in Wentzville.
It is. And I know you had mentioned that you thought that they were closing one of their locations.
Yeah. Apparently, they have two in Wentzville.
Yep.
The way it was worded that, oh, this location, and then... I realize both locations are in Wentzville. They just have two different ones.
I've been to the main or the original one, which I guess they call their Pittman location that's closest to the highway. I've been there a couple of times because they were always in the pub pass.
Yeah.
And very cool place, but that's the one they're closing.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is a lot bigger, which, so, I mean, I guess we should drink the beer, but I can go on about that in a minute.
Smells really good.
It smells very... grapefruity?
Sure.
Yeah. Very citrusy. Oh, that's cold.
It is very cold. And so from now on, before we drink these, it's almost like I got to take it out like an hour before or something. When something's super cold, it's hard to pick up on some of the flavors. IPA, it's not as hard, but... Because it's very hoppy. Those flavors come through pretty good.
Man, this reminds me of something that I used to drink as a kid. I don't remember exactly what it is. Yeah.
You drank a lot of beer as a kid.
No. I'm for some reason, the only thing I can think of is some kind of a high C drink.
I can get that. Like a...
It wasn't... Obviously, it's not the fruit punch, but you know, like one of the other high Cs that was more citrus flavored.
Yeah. I almost get a... Sour Punch kid type kick in there.
Do you remember the high C drinks that, and I don't know if they still do or not, but they came in like the metal can?
Yeah, the ones that were about that tall.
Probably a gallon or maybe a gallon
a
or
liter
so.
Or whatever that was. Yeah.
My mom would always pop the one side with the can opener.
The church key, isn't that what that's called?
And then the other side for there, yeah, directly across from it for like a smaller hole for air.
Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't pour out very fast.
Yeah.
It's the same way when you pour your gas out. You have that little bitty vent hole.
Yeah, vent hole, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't know why the flavor of this really took me back to that, because that would have been whenever I was a pretty young kid. I'm looking at one of the cans here that, I mean, I don't know, last time I've seen something like that. Everything now is plastic and in a jug with a cap.
I'm tasting orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, to me, a little bit of sourness. Fruity and good times.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I was going to mention with the Friendship Brewing, or brewery, they have a larger location that I guess is newer and that they are moving all their operations to so that they can continue to expand and grow, which I say that because I was a little bit surprised knowing that I don't know how well they're doing. I have really no idea, but a lot of the breweries in St. Louis, or several, have closed in recent years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hopeful that they're going to continue to do well, but I also, we saw the news here recently that one of our favorite breweries down in Cape Girardeau, called Minglewood, is closing. I think next weekend is their last day, and they've been in business for like 11 years.
Wow.
Have you ever been there?
I don't know if I have in Cape.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like I should have been there, but I don't know if I have.
They didn't really give any reasons why, but you know, it just seems like there's a lot of that going on here lately with places closing. And
there may be a lot of, like, just chain, not exactly like business not doing well. It's just getting burnt out on that.
That's possible.
You know, a lot of these small ones get started by, you know, one guy, two guys, yeah, or whatever. I mean, or women. And it, you know, it was a passion project at that time, but then slowly you're, interests change, or maybe, you know, like me raising a family, that changes a lot of things too.
Drink,
you know,
a lot less beer.
Well, yeah, you know, like even for me, I mean, we were home brewing,
yeah,
and I when's the last time we brewed any beer, you know?
Years.
Yeah.
They did say one of the things that is affecting the craft beer market is that the, I guess, overall, like, people's choice in beverages has changed. And you think about, like, a lot of the younger generation now is all about the seltzers.
Yeah.
And so if you're not keeping up with that trend and heading in that direction to get the sours and the seltzers and all the things that the kids enjoy, the craft beer scene might be dwindling because, like you said, those of us that came along during that time are getting up there and older. We just sat here before we hit record and said, when was the last time we had a beer?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know my neighbors up the street who are in their 20s. They don't drink beer. They drink all those seltzers and lemonades and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a thing. A lot of the craft breweries have pivoted to add those to their lineups, you know.
Yeah.
But when, I don't know if it's as big a deal to them if they're buying from, you know, big brewery or a little brewery, you know.
Sure. Yeah, it might not be as big of a deal. You're right.
For us, it's more like, I like to get the local beer, or the little guy. But
yeah, for sure.
So,
well, I like this one a lot. This is really good. It's going down easy, and I think we're going to have to split another one here or drink another one or something in a little bit.
This is really good. It's an A. It's an A for me.
Yeah, I agree.
It is getting a little chillier here in this time of year. You know, you always say this type of beer, probably a spring, summer type beer, mm-hmm, but, you know.
The hazy IPAs that are a little higher alcohol, I feel like they kind of have their place in the winter. Some of my and I need to go find it. One of my favorite IPAs is Centennial, and I think that came out from, who's the brewer of that one?
Is that Sierra Nevada?
Yes, Sierra Nevada. They always release that around this time of year.
Or is it Centennial or Celebration?
Oh, you're right. I think it is Celebration. Man, you are so good at reading my mind.
Well, Celebration's like their New Year's beer, or like their holiday IPA, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think you're right.
And I'm sure we reviewed that. Check the Beer 30 YouTube page.
Yeah. But that one is good. And this kind of reminds me of it a little bit. You know, a little higher alcohol and a little more on the hazy side. It's okay in the winter.
Yeah. All right. There's our beer.
Yep. I don't know if we'll include this in the Beer 30 episode here, but did you see, this I guess could go fall in the interesting news category, did you see that the government guidelines for dietary consumption came out here in the last couple of days? And did you see this clip of Dr. Oz talking about
it? Was
alcohol?
Yes, I did. It was kind of awkward even seeing that from, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, have a beer, just don't have it for breakfast. Yeah.
I give them credit. So okay, we both enjoy beer. We don't drink hardly at all anymore. I mean, we just talked about that. I may have one or two a week. I generally don't have beer on back-to-back days. I can't drink more than like two at a time anymore.
Not the binge drinker that we have been in our 20s, you know?
20s and maybe a little bit, yeah, in our 30s. But it was funny because I guess the old government dietary guidelines called for no more than two alcoholic beverages per day for a male and one per day for a female. And that seems high to me. So I'm kind of surprised. And I've done enough research and heard enough of the experts talk about, like, really no amount of alcohol is good for you.
One per day?
Yeah, one drink per day.
I thought it was like two or less a week or something.
No, that was per day.
Because I work for healthcare and we do all these healthy, what do you do?
Like challenges to try.
Challenges and survey. Yeah, and tests. I swear it was like one of the, do you drink one or two drinks in a week?
Right.
And, I didn't realize it was that high. Yeah. One or two a day seems high to me, but.
It does, yeah. Let's see. So previous alcohol guidelines. Let's see what it says. Previous alcohol guidelines consistent for decades advise moderation up to one drink or less per day for women and two drinks or less per day for men.
Wow.
So yeah, they changed that. And I'll give them credit, I guess, the new administration and this revision of the dietary, that they said, hey, we don't necessarily say you should drink any alcohol. You know, zero alcohol is the best as far as when health is concerned.
For your health, yeah.
They could have left it at that and then said, hey, you know, but if you're going to drink, drink responsibly. But instead, they were like, oh, it's a social lubricant, which there's nothing more healthy than being social. And so if alcohol is going to help you be social, I'm paraphrasing here, but that's essentially what he said. And then he went on to like give some data to support like the blue zones, which, do you know what those are, where people live to like 100?
Yeah.
Those like couple places. They're like, hey, they drink wine in those locations. And
oh, okay. Yeah.
Trying to support like alcohol is okay. And it's going to help you live longer.
But social lubricant also lead to other types of lubes.
Well, yeah, true. And what I thought, like my first reaction to that was, if you're going to be social and out and about, I mean, you're going to like, in most cases, you're going to need to drive.
Yeah, there's that too.
And so that was my first reaction. It's like, I don't know. You probably didn't word that the best way. Like you should have just left it at, hey, we think that, you know, no alcohol is the best for your health, but if you're going to drink in moderation and be responsible. And then they said, you know, don't have it for breakfast, which I thought was like, where the hell did that even come from?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've had it for breakfast.
I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night. And
Beerios.
So, yeah, you saw that? Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was basically Cheerios
with
beer.
Beer on top of it instead of milk.
He asked him, so How terrible is that actually? Because this is gross.
Yeah. Guillermo. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, man. So what's been going on in your set of the... Your side of the table? I don't know.
Well, we wrapped up the holidays. They were great. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of... We had a couple of outings with family where we did some things that were kind of out of the ordinary. One was we went to Union Station with my nephews. And are you familiar with the rope course there that's like up in the
I've seen
rafters?
It, but yeah,
you haven't
I've
done
never
it?
Been on it, no.
I had never done it before. I guess my two younger boys did it several years ago. And I don't know why I didn't give it a try at the time, but... So my two nephews are your kids' age. I think Purcell is 7 and Elton's 5. And they were like really wanting to do it, you know, but you have to have an adult with you. So
yeah.
Everybody looked around. I didn't really mind doing it, but everybody looked around like, I'm not doing it.
Oh.
My sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and my wife, Lori, they're like, we're not doing it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And so what this is it's like all these, you can't even really tell exactly how challenging it is from the ground level, but looking up, you know, you see you're in a harness and you go across all these different challenges. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like literally like a 2x4 width.
Yeah.
And you are expected to walk across it and you're 3 stories up in the air. And then others are like ropes where you're like walking on a tight rope. You have a couple of ropes for handles. And then there's a couple of zip lines.
You clip in on each one, right?
So the clip follows you the entire time. It never...
You don't have to take it because...
Nope.
I've done one before with Jeff. This is years ago down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about that, it was above alligator pits.
Oh, wow.
So there's alligators below you when you're on these courses where some of... I know some of them, they'd have like little wood... planks that you had to balance over.
Yep.
Did they have some parts where it was actually like a zip line?
There was two zip lines and you're flying over the, you know, all the people below, which is that messed with me a little bit just getting started. Once I got started and was in motion, it was fine. But just, I probably told you this before, but I did like actual zip lining and then rappelling in Gatlinburg.
Oh, okay.
And that was trippy to me because it's like, I don't want to jump. It was really hard for me to like just get going. Once I was going, it was fine. But actually like jumping out into, you know, you're several hundred feet
right.
off the ground or whatever. It's like my brain was like, don't do it.
Yeah, this is stupid.
But that, it was super cool. And I want to go back and do it again with Lori because my nephews unfortunately chickened out on me.
Oh. You did it alone?
Yeah, we get up there. So Elton, who's the youngest one, he was like, yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, let's do that. And Purcell was a little bit cautious. He's like, I don't know. And what you do is you get all harnessed in and they, you know, they have people that are helping you and they make sure everything is safe and all that. And then you go up a flight of stairs to start. Purcell gets to the top of the stairs and is like, no. He turns around before I could even like try to even... say, hey, like, let's give this a try. It was like down the stairs.
Oh, man.
And luckily, Lori got her money back for him. And then Elton, we went across one area and I was like really trying to encourage him and he was trying to be brave. And then he got to the other side, like the other, what do you call it? Like this, you know, the next stopping point. And he was like, I want to go back. I want to get off.
Oh, man.
And by that point, we were three stories above, you know, the rest of the Union Station. And so I walked back with them and they only give you, I think it's 20 minutes. And, you know, that all took like almost half of my time.
So you had to cruise through the rest.
Yeah,
huh?
I had to do, and some of them I was super scared. Like I could not do it. I did not do some of it.
Now, if I remember correct, I remember having a glove on one hand. Did you have like a glove or something?
No, it was, you can hold on to the cable, I guess, that's holding your harness.
Yeah. So when we did it, I had a blast. I thought it was a load of fun. And I think zip lining itself, I don't think would be as, I enjoyed the zip lining portions of it, but this gave more than just zip lining. That's why I kind of enjoyed it. But I remember you would clip in and then you'd walk the track or whatever. Then you'd get to like a pillar. You'd have to unclip and then clip on the next rope.
Yeah, I mean, they have this design. So
I think there's two. Actually, there's two ropes. So you unclipped one, clipped it in new.
And then, okay.
So you always had a safety.
So I'm sure you had to sign away your life.
Yeah,
and all
of
that
course.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, so this being above a crowd, I guess there's no way to get removed from. Like, there's no way to remove it unless you're all the way, you know, on the ground.
Right. Oh,
gotta
okay.
Get that.
Oh, what is going
She doesn't
on?
Know it's a day date with the boys.
I'll just message. I just put stuck in beta. She'll know what it, she'll know what it is.
So this one, the way they have it designed is that whatever it's called, tether or whatever, it's hooked to you. And you do have to, like, make sure you kind of maneuver it around when you're getting to those spots. But it never removes itself from the, you know, the metal structures.
Oh, that's
the,
interesting.
The beams and all that.
Huh.
Super cool. I highly recommend it. I think Union Station has come a long way. I think it's super awesome there now.
How much is it to do the...
I think it was $12.50 a person.
Oh, that isn't too bad.
Yeah,
that
for
isn't
20
bad
minutes
at all.
Or so.
Because I know, like, all the other attraction... I think they add three, or they're going to add three more attractions down there. They have the wheel.
Oh,
they had a couple other things.
Outside, they have the big swings like you see at Six Flags, and then they have a little roller coaster for kids. And then there's a row of carnival-type games that are actually really nice.
I thought they were going to add, like, three more rides. I thought they announced it this summer or something.
On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's an awesome spot in St. Louis.
It's neat, yeah.
It's come a long way from... We've seen the iterations of it over the years from... it was a mall back in, like, when we were kids to... It kind of turned into nothing. It was almost vacant.
Oh, it was
vacant.
A dump, yeah. And then the aquarium's really nice, too.
Yeah.
That's a neat place.
Oh, we went into the Hall of... I think it's called the Hall of Mirrors. I would not recommend that at all. That was very overpriced. There wasn't much to it. You're just like walking through, looking, you know, like an old carnival event. You know, you're mirrors in multiple directions, and it's hard to tell which direction to go. And you make your way through the maze, and that's really all there is to it. Like, I don't remember what the cost was, but it was, you know, you're through it in about 5 minutes. It's really not worth it.
That's fun. That's something the kids would want to be on too, you know.
The kids were freaked out.
Oh, really?
By it. So our youngest, my niece Adalia, it freaked her out so much. She's three or four. And there was a section in there that's a little bit more like touch sensory, I guess, where the walls kind of close in on you, and then you have to keep walking through it, which is not, you know, for me, it's dark, but it's not a big deal. It's just like...
narrow.
Yeah, and they're blowing in, like, the, I don't know, fabric walls.
Oh, I see.
You got to keep walking through. She freaked out. Like, she really, I don't know if it was a claustrophobic type thing or what, but she was screaming, and we had to get her out of there as quickly as possible.
Wow. See, I know, have you ever... you've been to one of those cheap, like Peevely or Festus, they set up the carnival rides or whatever. They always have that one fun house where it's like basically about the size of the bed of a big semi-truck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the kids always want to go on that stupid thing. And I'm like, why do you want... It's usually the cheapest of the ticket rides, but it's still... All it is, you climb something up and go down a slide. There isn't that much of anything. And for some reason, they always want to go on that. Dogs are going nuts.
Well, you were shaking the empty beer can. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If you want to...
What's up with you?
You know, we did our whole Christmas thing. It was a fun time. And... Boy, oh boy, you know, in a bunch of Christmas songs, well, I know one Christmas song in particular, it's like, I can't wait for the kids to go back to school. And, you know, there's nothing more, you know, that there's nothing more true than that. You know, it seemed like, I'm like, well, they'll be home for Christmas, but the other friends around the neighborhood will be home too.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It seemed like no one could play or whatever, but so they were always daddy. You know,
this is the first week they're back to school, right?
Yeah. It's been pretty good. I love my kids. but yeah, it gets a little lot. I did take off 3 days last week, and then the week before I had 3 days off, but still, you know.
Too much family time.
I took them on last Friday. We went to a little kind of, I'd say sort of like a Dave and Buster's. Well, not really at all. Like the arcade part of it is. So it's a little local place in a town close to us, Imperial, called Cactus Pete's. And you pay, like, you get these cards and you pay whatever for a half hour or an hour of play. And you go around and you just tap your card. And you
unlimited
get
play? So like, yeah, for a half an hour? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and you win all these tickets, and then you get, you know, the worst prizes imaginable. You know, the whole, you know, oh boy, some vampire teeth.
It's like you just
150.
Had, yeah, you just had Christmas last week.
I know. This is awesome. Daddy, 75 tickets for a ring pop.
Right.
Probably have a ton in the pantry from Halloween. It's still in there.
Yep.
But they enjoy it, and you know, I like playing the games. They have all the, you know, the little. You throw the ball and knock over the clown and you win tickets. Or the one they like to play is, and they never win. And there's this game called Keymaster where this little key goes up and you try and lock it in on this hole, and it has to be so precise. Yep. And there's a prize behind that. If you get it in that hole, it turns it, yank surprise out and you win it.
Uh-huh.
It's like impossible. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's skill based or if it's rigged where it only pays out after every 1,000 plays or something.
Yeah.
I would think it would have to be, since it's an unlimited play type situation, you know, because
someone could sit there
all day and keep playing. I don't know.
Hmm. You watched a lot of those videos back in the day, right? Of some of those things.
Yeah, I found it interesting. I don't know why. Like, people doing the claw games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I kind of picked up tips on claw games. Like, you always want to get the stuff around the chute, because even if it doesn't, you know, sometimes the claw will pick it up but drop it right away.
Yeah.
But even if it's that close, it has a chance to go right in the chute. So. Mm.
Man, those I don't know, kid fun places are big business now. It seems like they're everywhere, popping up. Lori's constantly coming across new ones that are in the St. Louis area that she's wanting to take the kids to. And some of them are just not necessarily like that with games, but just, you know, the activity places where it's indoors and you're climbing up things.
Yeah.
And we've done several of those with the nephews.
Oh, and they're all expensive.
Yeah, and they're loud.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that stuff whenever my kids were little. I mean, it was like Chuck E. Cheese was about it.
Right. Oh, look at that.
Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah. I got this for Christmas. You can't see it if you're listening to audio, but Showbiz Pizza,
yeah,
old place that actually was around before Chuck E. Cheese. No, one of the two.
I don't know how. Did Chuck E. Cheese buy it out?
I thought Showbiz actually bought out Chuck E. Cheese, but the Chuck E. Cheese name was more valuable, so they changed all the restaurants of that. But I thought Showbiz was I loved going there as a kid, and they had the show. And
was Showbiz a bear?
That big gorilla.
Or gorilla. Yeah. Okay. And then Chuck E. Cheese, obviously, was a mouse, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, we went to this pop-up restaurant she got reservations for called The Fountain on Del Mar. And we went up there, and this is kind of, I guess, a little bit of a downer, but I just want to share it with you anyway. The northern part, I guess it's northern part of Del Mar. So there's the U-City Loop, and then there's the part of Del Mar that is, I guess, not as nice, if you will. But the tornado went through there back in May.
Yeah.
And that was a big story here in St. Louis because tornadoes don't generally go through the middle of a city. But it was hit really hard in that area. And the still, like, so much of that area is just destroyed. It looks like a war zone through there. And we were just, like, kind of beside ourselves. Like, it was the first time that we'd seen it in person. And unfortunately, the place that we went to... So there's the fountain. It was a cool little spot where there was like a bunch of restaurants. Steve's Hot Dogs was one of them, and the fountain is right next door to that. And then there was a Mexican place and I think a pizza place. And we just got news that Steve's and the fountain are both closing, like literally this weekend is their last days open.
Not all their, well, not all the Steve's. I know.
No, just that location.
Just that location.
Yeah. So very unfortunate because that tornado ripped through. Now it's been, what is that, 8-9 months ago? And it's still, like, everything was boarded up. All the roofs were like still.
The two businesses, though, they're...
They were fine.
So here's my... because you go to past the loop area, the where it's booming. You go down a few blocks. It gets pretty rough. Even before the tornado, I'm talking rough. Like, you may not want to be
walk around at night.
At night. I don't know if it's could it be like a lot of these houses just aren't
like they're vacant or something. Or
they're
not
vacant or maybe low income yeah. don't have proper insurance.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's possible.
Or may just not know how to... Some people don't know how to get the assistance that is out there for them, you know.
That's possible. Some of them were bigger buildings, though, that were obviously like apartments and things like that. So we were just talking amongst ourselves, like, what's going on there? As property owners and landlords ourselves, we were like, what... What has to happen in that situation is like, is it a feud with the insurance company? Did they not have insurance? Did, you know, because they have a building that size that's all boarded up, it's like, wow. And all those people are displaced, you know, they've gone on and had to move somewhere else. But yeah, it is sad. And that's what's caused that area or those two restaurants to have to shut down.
So it's weird you bring that up because I mean, this is kind of more for our TV segment, but I'll bring it up anyway because it kind of ties in. I watched this documentary called Closed for Storm, and it's very interesting because it's about New Orleans and the they had a theme park down there. It was Jazzland, and then Six Flags ended up buying it at one point, and then Hurricane Katrina came through. I mean, devastation to the entire city of New Orleans. Yeah. And that theme park was like, it flooded and everything was damaged. But being that it's, you know, an outside type venue, a lot of the coasters and rides, stuff like that, that it was built to be able to withstand outside or whatever, but that whole theme park, they pulled out. Six Flags pulled out. They're like, we're closing that down. It has been vacant for several. This documentary I watched actually came out in 2020, and it was vacant then. I just read like now. This year, or I guess it was not this year, but the end of last year, they finally started demolition.
Oh, really?
That thing has been there just sitting vacant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy documentary. Like, I mean, just to see the damage that a flood would do, but just the, I mean, the theme park, I think it opened in 2000, so it only had like a 5-year run. It's pretty crazy that that it would sit there that long, because 20 years.
I've watched some YouTube videos of that where they go in and like
urban exploring. Yeah,
it's really sad.
Yeah, because you picture, oh, there was so much life, and you know, everyone was going around, and even interviewed. There's a lot of the neighbors who lived around there that were excited when it moved in, because they're like, oh, this, you know, it's like having a Disney in your backyard or something,
right?
You know, the property value will go up because they have this as a big, but then with a with a vacant lot and overgrowth, their housing prices were like in the toilet.
It's interesting that you say that, because it's like similar situation in St. Louis, where you're like, what's going to happen with that area? It was so heavily destroyed, all the buildings, and now businesses are starting to close. I looked it up. I think Steve's and the Fountain opened around the same time, right around a year and a half ago. So they were only there for a few, I mean, and they stayed in business, and they're closing right now, but they blame the tornado for the reason why they have to close. And they were, so that, like you said, in the Del Mar area or whatever that area is called, it changes from Del Mar to some other like town or whatever, but it was a little rougher, and they were really trying to revitalize and bring it along to make it a better place so that you could be outside, like be outside at night and not be scared.
Right.
And it was a cool spot, but you know, now it's taken a major step back, and it's just so crazy that an area in the middle of a city, just like New Orleans, like that, it's, you know, what is it going to look like? Is any of those buildings going to be rehabbed? Is it going to take 20 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Cause you can still go, like you see around different areas where you can see this, they haven't touched those, you know, there's like roofs caved in and stuff. And you know, obviously there's no one living there anymore.
Yep.
Maybe there's someone squatting in there. Who knows? True. But, or, you know, or worse, or could be, you know, drug hangout or something like that.
For sure.
Because, hey, no one's in this. Hey, let's do some illegal activity here.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
But
Moonrise Hotel was really awesome, though. So that whole, what is that guy's name? Shoot, it escapes me now. Who owns that?
It's a guy who owns. Isn't it the same person who owns the pageant and the...
Pageant, the trolley, Edwards, Joe Edwards.
Yeah.
He, visionary, I don't know too much about him, but I know that he owns a lot of that stuff in the Del Mar area of St. Louis. And, sorry, he's really into space, which I think I'd heard that once before, but what is the main floor and the second floor where all the like meeting rooms are and stuff. There's all this really, you'd like it a lot. It's all the nostalgic stuff, but it's all space oriented.
Oh yeah.
Like space exploration or science fiction, I guess. So it's a lot of like Star Trek and Star Wars and a variety of things like that.
Is Blueberry Hill his too?
I think so. Yeah. He owns a lot of stuff.
I know that place has a lot of cool nostalgia, kind of like my little shelves and stuff where it has all sorts of old toys and old, stuff you don't see anywhere else.
He's an older guy, probably, I don't know, in his probably 70s or so, but so his era is a little bit before ours. Like it's like Buck Rogers and that kind of stuff is what it looks like he was into. So really cool place and really, really cool how they decorated it. And then we went across the street to play old time shuffleboard, you know, like the stuff that you see on cruise ships where it's like you have the pucks. I've never played that before.
You never played that?
No.
Really?
It was hard.
Every Florida.
Yeah. like retiree.
Retiree has played shuffleboard. Yeah.
So I've joined them now. We played a couple of rounds.
So now you're on a team?
It was hard,
man.
You're
retired or whatever you call it. And you should be playing pickleball and
I've never played
shuffleboard.
I've never
Mahjong,
played
Mahjong, all that.
I want to play frisbee golf. That's another one that I have never done.
Froth,
yeah. there's still so much more I want to accomplish in life.
Bingo.
No, I went to bingo. That's another thing we did.
To a macrame.
Didn't have this on the agenda, but we went to bingo at the craft. Oh, what the heck's the name of that place? The place you and I went on our guys' night shopping trip.
It's Central Tap?
Central Tap, oh. Yeah.
Well, they had bingo when we were there, didn't they?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, no, was it bingo or trivia? One of the two.
I think it was bingo.
Extreme bingo, right.
They do it three nights a week, three Fridays a month.
It's at Case and Bucks on Wednesdays or something, too.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun. We played it a couple weeks ago and over Christmas break. And
like,
it was
does
awesome.
It cost for...
No.
No?
No, and they give away prizes and...
Is it more like gift cards and stuff like that at a place like that?
Yeah, I think it was gift cards. They did have some actual items, though, and then they have the one where it's like if you get bingo within like 15 calls or whatever, 15 numbers, mm-hmm. then it's the jackpot. And I think the jackpot was like $3,000
or something. Oh,
wow. I don't know how they make the money.
Yeah.
Like, how do they put it in there?
No. Yeah, if there's no charge to play.
It must be like a little bit that comes from each of the venues because the lady who was running it, it sounded like it goes on at other places as well.
Is each board sponsored by, like, this round is sponsored by, you know.
I didn't hear that.
Someone real estate or, you know.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Huh. I don't know. But it was cool. It was the big crowd and it was a lot of fun.
I know my sister-in-law, she's done a lot of, well, Jeff, my brother too, they do bingo at, I think it's at the Elks Club.
Now Elks that Club? Sounds like a old folks, good time.
I don't know.
There.
They've taken home some money from there.
Really?
So yeah. I thought they told me they brought home like $800 or something.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's fun to win that type of money. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we better get into our snack at some point.
Oh, snack? Did you say snack? Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too, pistachios, plans up to know the tricks. Well, I hit the Halloween thing while there's... So, my lovely wife thought, hey, here's a great Christmas present for you, some Kraft jerky.
Yeah,
it's from this place called Righteous Felon. And hey, if you ever Righteous Felon, if you're out there and you're looking for someone to sponsor your product, maybe someday. So I have, there is like six different jerkies and a bunch of beef sticks.
Okay,
why don't we stick with the jerkies?
Okay.
And how many of these do you want to, how many of these jerkies do you want to try?
Let's go for two today.
Okay.
Let's start.
Why don't you pick one? That's all right. That's one of these type things.
That's what's like everything in there is jerky?
You'll feel it if it's a beef stick.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. We have the OG Hickory.
Okay. And Terry, that's kind of the same. Okay. Hold on. Man, we'll figure it out. Or Maryland inspired Monroe.
Huh.
So we were. That's hickory smoked.
We'll see if they're different.
Okay, whatever.
I went on their website and the screen or the first picture that comes up, it says, resolutions are cute, discipline is righteous. And it shows just a like a midriff of a girl holding a beef stick.
Well, there
I don't
you go.
Get it.
Well, it says on here, in 1997, a band of three young small-time crooks developed a recipe for highly potent substance that went by the street name Jerky. Within weeks, Jerky flooded the streets of Chester County, Pennsylvania. The gang was moving 10 kilos a week,
wow.
pushing in back alleys and street corners and recess yards, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so this They're all kind of Felon inspired. What is yours? OG Hickory.
OG Hickory, yeah.
Oh, it just has like a gangster looking cow on it.
Yeah, he's got a, looks like he has an eye patch and a tattoo.
And this one is more Marilyn Monroe inspired. And Marilyn inspired Monroe. Oh, okay. Oh,
smells good.
Marilyn. Okay, you want to try your? We'll try yours first. The Made in America.
So I've really come to love beef jerky and beef sticks in the recent years. I used to never really mess with it much, and I have really become a fan of. Well, I can't
break
these.
That's a big old chunk.
It's a big
man.
Chunk. I can't break it apart. Sorry. Oh, there it goes. So let's see this one.
It's a nice piece of jerky. Yeah. It doesn't look like your Jack's Link type. Mm-mm. So, OG Hickory, the smoke and savory OG classic. Mm.
Yeah, this is really good. I was hungry.
I well, that lunch. Helps.
Yeah.
Very much a... it's good. It's very much your standard. Mm-hmm. I guess this is like their... Well, it's their OG. OG. So I guess this would be like their original.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's hard to talk while chewing jerky.
So this is really... Is yours real chewy or...
Yeah, real chewy.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's really good.
I'll stick this other piece... Sorry, I touched it, but I'm going to stick it back in there. Yeah, I like that one. Now, like you said, that one's more on the... Just your average jerky flavor. Nothing too crazy. Not
yeah.
spicy, not hot.
Yeah. So I've got some hot ones in there.
Yeah.
This one is Maryland Inspired Monroe Hickory Smoked Show with a kiss of Chesapeake style seasoning. Now, what would Chesapeake style seasoning
mm-hmm.
Chesapeake Bay, is that like a... Ooh, it's got a little...
Let's see. Chesapeake style seasoning is
Old Bay. Okay, so like your seasoning that you'd add to seafood or whatever.
Yep. You smell it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This one definitely has a
Yeah, it reminds me of that seasoning for sure.
Hmm. This seems a little sweeter.
That's different.
But it's Yeah, that's
I've good. Never had I've definitely never had jerky that tasted like this.
Now I like that one better.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
The OG was good. This has more flavor.
Yeah, for sure. Hmm.
Got really sweeter than I thought. I think it Old Bay. I would think would be.
I get this like I don't know if it's spiciness the.
I almost say it's like brown sugar.
Really? Hmm. No, I like it a lot. That one's good. Yeah, definitely like the Marilyn Monroe.
Well, you want to do another one while we're...
No, sure, why not?
All right. Here, you pick.
All right.
Or you can look, whichever you want.
That's a beef stick. All right, this one's blue. Bootleg and barbecue. Mmm.
I think we saved all the hot ones for another time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an old smuggler thing with a sweet, spicy twang.
Did you mention where they're from?
I thought it said Chester County, PA.
Pennsylvania, yeah. Okay. High protein, made in the USA, low sugar, all natural, no added hormones or antibiotics.
This one seems
they have a ton of flavors.
Yeah, I think that's part of what made it hard for Molly to find a. She's like, I'll just get you all of them.
That one, that Maryland, actually has a little bit of a zing to it.
Really?
I get a little bit on the back end. I feel it in my throat now. Hmm. For it saying barbecue, I don't get a ton of
barbecue.
No,
I don't
flavor.
Either.
This to me is almost like just a standard.
Yeah.
Turkey.
It's got slightly more than the original.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little spice on the back end,
mm-hmm.
but it's very much, there is some spice I'm feeling, but it's definitely on the back end.
A little bit smoky.
Yeah.
This one's good, but yeah, it's definitely on the mild side for sure. I'm starting to feel that Marilyn Monroe a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I think that one had a little more zing to it than we originally thought.
I didn't get much zing to that. Marilyn, I don't get much zing.
These are really good. Thanks, Molly.
Yeah.
Maybe the barbecue has a little bit of zing to it.
Yeah, I think that one does. So, these are gluten-free, all natural, and 20 grams of protein per pack.
That's awesome.
So, good stuff.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. Jerky, I would say, is pretty... If you're buying, like... Depends on the quality you're getting. But if you're buying a good quality like this, I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah. It's so there's some of their, like, they have the sampler, not sampler, but like the whole shebang, they call it.
Maybe she got me that.
That might be what it is. Yeah. I was going to, well, I don't know if you care to know what the price was, but yeah.
Probably
like
not. Well, she may have got it on Black Friday or something.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. They also have a righteous sampler, which comes with the jerky and the beef sticks. That might be what she got because it looks like there's fewer flavors there. But man, they have a lot of flavors on their website. But yeah, I mean, for any of it though, it's all pretty pricey. I know even Lori is getting the beef sticks that are Bobby approved from Aldi, and they're way cheaper than what's the really popular one?
Chomps.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a little bit better quality than Chomps, but they're still expensive. They're way cheaper than Chomps, but they're out all the time at Aldi.
Do you like the Aldi? I haven't tried the Aldi
ones. They're really good.
Are they? Yeah.
But they're hard to find.
Oh, I didn't know they were that hard to find.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
So the Chomps I like, but I feel there's something missing. I don't know what it is. They're good, but it's like there's one thing that I feel that it's missing.
And you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. But maybe it's because I'm so used to eating the stuff with all the, probably the bad stuff. I'm like,
it's missing the,
it's bad missing stuff. That thing that will kill me in, 2 years.
That's funny.
Well, top five, I put this on the list and I don't really know if you even thought of this at all. I put it on there, but I think... Oh, wait, let me do...
Hang on, let me stop.
So, top five. It is 2026.
It is?
40 years ago, it was 1986.
Yeah.
Now, this will be more of a just what came out in 1986 instead of the usual...
Like favorites between the two of us?
Favorites, yeah, because I think we'd have a lot of the same. Movies of 1986, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's classic.
Classic movie, Stand By Me.
Yeah. I've only seen that movie like one time, and it was probably around that time. I know. Okay. I need to watch it again.
Wow. Stephen King movie. Transformers the movie? The one...
Oh,
you saw
the,
that in the theater? The
animated one?
Yeah, the one where... Yeah. Well, spoiler, Optimus dies.
There was cuss words in it. I remember that being like the talk of...
Yeah, and Weird Al had a song in the middle of it. Like, they played Dare to be Stupid in the middle of the movie, which was... It was kind of out of place.
Okay.
It didn't really make sense, but... As far as music, License to Ill by the Beastie Boys.
Good one.
I mean, that was like, I would say that was kind of the pinnacle year for me of music, like just me starting to like my own stuff.
Really? At 9 years old?
I would say, yeah. Like, I would say right, well, I mean, there was stuff before that I liked, but right around there where it wasn't something someone else liked. And, you know, like, oh, Jeff brought home this album. I was a fan of that because I was a fan of that, you know?
That's awesome, because I definitely did not have any awareness of that at 9 years old.
Oh, yeah, because this kid in elementary school, what would that have been, third, fourth grade, whatever 86 was.
Yeah.
He brought in his License to Ill album. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. And there'd be no way my parents would let me buy that because I'm sure it had some, although they were pretty, didn't really know anything I was buying.
Yeah, even the name, though, Beastie Boys, it probably, like, you're not listening to that.
Yeah. And another album that came out at that time, which let me be honest, I didn't know about this album until way later. It was Master of the Puppets by Metallica.
Yeah. Not the Puppets, just
Master of Puppets, yeah. Master of the... Well, doesn't he say... Well, in the song... Master of the Puppets.
No, just Master of Puppets.
Does he say...
Not the.
He doesn't say the in the...
No.
Well, there you go. See, I don't...
I'm a big fan.
I never said I was a fan. I just said came out that
Master
year.
Master of Puppets are pulling your strings.
Okay, well... All right. Let's go back. Let's go to things that were in my wheelhouse. Teddy Ruxpin came out that year. I never had one. I was way too old for Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
But I remember what this girl that I knew. It was she was like, my parents had friends. It was their daughter, and she had a Teddy Ruxpin, and her sister would put in like Van Halen tapes in Teddy Ruxpin. And it would be pretty funny. Because it just would go.
Yeah, just move it.
It'd just move its mouth no matter what you put in there.
I'm trying to think of the theme song. Wasn't it like Teddy and Me or something like that? Like, you know, the commercial theme
Your
song?
Your friend is what I'd like to be. No, I don't know.
Something
that
like
sounds
that. Might be right. I don't know.
I've never had, but I swear that was on the commercial. And a laser tag.
Oh yeah, I had a laser tag.
Everyone wanted that. It was sold out everywhere. There was the cheaper version. Well, it was so there was laser tag. There was Photon,
yeah.
But I think Photon actually came out first.
Oh yeah,
I think that's the way it was. Hmm. It's kind of like the whole Hydrox Oreo. Hydrox actually came out first, but so Oreo's actually a generic version of Hydrox, but whatever.
Hmm. I had laser tag, though. That was awesome.
Yeah. That was like one of those where I wanted that so bad, and luckily a neighbor down the street had it, so I got to play it, but if he didn't have, he only had the one.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you could wear the one. What do you call that?
Target or whatever.
Yeah, it was not like the vest that you go to now.
Yeah.
And had it was just a little
one
tiny
single,
Target thing that would hang on you. Almost, was it like a necklace or something?
Yeah.
Or you could just set it down and shoot at it.
That's funny. Going back to our Christmas episode that we had, I don't know, one or two episodes ago, where we were talking about toys we got, and you so the Nintendo NES you did not get. I got it for Christmas from my stepdad. I think he bought us laser tag as well.
Oh man,
a different year though.
Oh, like, I was gonna say that same year. Holy
no,
crap.
I think it was the next year. My sister and I can ask her about that, but I remember we had laser tag, and it was the coolest thing that we would just run around the house and like shoot each other, and it made the sound and choo choo choo.
Yeah it was. I think Photon was the one that had the helmet, too, right?
I think so. And the gun, I remember the gun being, like, white and blue and bigger, bulkier. It was cool. I never had that one myself. I played that at a friend's house.
Yeah. I just remember, part of what I remember is the commercials. It laser tag, it showed them in this dark room shooting.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even kids playing. I think it was like older or younger adults or whatever.
Really?
Playing, and it said laser tag stadium not included, and they're like in this huge like warehouse or whatever.
That's
like,
so stupid.
Where are you gonna buy that, you know? But yeah, good times.
86 was a good year.
86,
86er. What does that mean? That means like to delete something, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
86, the pot roast.
Yeah.
Say that at a restaurant.
Yeah.
What have you been watching? I told you about the documentary that I watched.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty good.
Well, we both watched the Stranger Things finale.
What was your take? What'd you,
awesome.
I really enjoyed it.
Every moment of it, I have been immersed with all things Stranger Things related, so much so that YouTube is recommending to me not only all the behind-the-scenes stuff,
oh,
but
yeah,
also all of the actors' stuff that they're doing outside
oh.
of Stranger Things. So I didn't even know that half the characters, it seems like, also have music careers.
Oh, no kidding?
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
What's the redhead girl's name? Shoot. Just on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, the Sydney...
Sydney something. It's not Sweeney.
No, that's not even it.
But anyway, she has almost like a folksy kind of music that she does.
Yeah, Sadie Sink.
Sadie, yeah.
Not Sydney. She's going to be in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Finn, what is his last name?
Wolfhard.
He has music as well, and I watched some of that of his videos. It's pretty good. Joe Keery, he does some music. He's done some videos. This like YouTube is recommending like literally everything with these characters to me. He was in a music video for some other band where he was just like the actor of that video, and he's got his own music career that he actually I guess kind of put on hold a little bit for Stranger Things.
I know
I've gone down the Stranger Things.
Steve the Hare has a musical career too.
But anyway, I'm way off topic here. I thought the show was amazing. I hope that Stranger Things remains like really, really awesome for many years to come. Like this generation's Star Wars or, you know, whatever. I hope that it remains that like relevant.
So we watched it. We really enjoyed it. It was one of those, go upstairs and play something. Mommy and Daddy want to watch, you know, figure something out, you know? So, and then they did, they watched a movie or something while we were down watching. So, cause I mean, it's a, what was it, like two and a half hours or something?
The final? Yeah. Like
yeah, they actually
hours.
Played it in theater. You could have went
yeah,
and
I
saw
didn't
it
know
in
that.
Theater. And that's why, if you notice, I don't know if you noticed the intro for the finale just said Stranger Things. It didn't have the whole cast and all that. It was a shortened
okay.
thing. It was more like what you would see in a theater.
Hmm. If I would have known that, I would have probably tried to look and see if that was available here in Festus, but
it was.
Oh man,
they had it. It may I don't know if it's still out, but
I watched a lot of videos with the Duffer Brothers or interviews with them. I was and speaking of which, by the way, before I forget it, January 12th, I think it is. Did you see this? The trailer for the behind the scenes, the making of
yeah.
is coming out, which I'm excited about.
Everyone was like, oh, there's a secret episode or whatever. There's a ninth episode. And I thought they had already announced it was just going to be a behind the scenes type thing that of the season 5
yeah.
showing them shoot it.
I love that stuff. We've talked about that before. I really got into the horror. Well, I don't know. They're not horror. Slasher movies, and started watching the behind the scenes of Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, and now Stranger Things. I've watched a lot of behind the scenes. I love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting, but I really liked it. And then my kids wanted to start watching it. So
That's awesome.
We actually started from the beginning.
I would do that.
So both the kids have started watching it. I will tell you, there's a lot of things that you see now that know everything. Yep. You're like, oh my gosh, that was there the whole time, or that was there. But there's also a little bit of slowness to season one that you probably didn't realize the first time around, but then the second time you're like, oh, this is...
Well, it was 10 years ago, too.
Well, yeah. So now we're just... Like I said, what are we on? Seven episodes in?
That's cool. Keep up with it. But I think that's really awesome you're doing that with
Millie's seems to be more into it than Peter's like, oh, yeah, I want to see that. And I want to see...
Yeah,
he calls it the Demi Gordon. And so...
Those kids aren't too much older than Millie, though, at the time.
She's Millie, seven.
They were like supposed to be like 11, 10 or 11, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But, they were cussing and stuff back then, though, too, right?
Was it less? At times, yeah.
I mean, because the newer episodes, it's a lot. They throw the one F word in the final episode, which I watched, you know, the behind the scenes and talk. Like, that was very intentional. They wanted to have the specific characters say that and everything.
Well, I mean, here's what I think of. So I always think of... us growing up watching, well, here's, I was going to bring up Stand By Me because the ending of Stranger Things is very much like the ending of Stand By Me, where it wraps up everyone and then the main character is kind of like a writer now. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how Mike is.
Oh, right, right.
He's writing the stories or whatever. And so that's Stand By Me, Goonies, those type coming of age movies where they encounter this, you know, something. They they're always cussing the entire time too, and we grew up watching all that, so we turned out fine, I guess. You know,
yeah, but I loved it. The way that they were able to, I don't know how that all worked out, where they or whose idea it was to release them on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Brilliant, amazing! Like, that was the most awesome thing ever.
I think it worked better because, I mean, there's something about being able to watch them all, but then being able to have that it broken up where you can, it's kind of like any show that is week to week, you're talking about that episode all week and excited about the next episode or whatever. And you don't have that when it's dropped all at once.
True.
Know? So
I will say that. So this season, I probably became a bigger fan than I was in the past. And was the mall season 3?
Yeah.
And then the first season. So I was probably the biggest fan of seasons 1, 3, and 5, the Odd Years. And I didn't even really know why, but like a lot of that stuff. These guys, the Duffer Brothers, have you watched much interviews with them?
A little, yeah.
They are brilliant. Like, everything seems to be so intentional with, like, everything that they have done and reasons why they've done things that it's like they did season 2 so that it would build up to season 3, and then they did season 4 so that it'd be a little bit slower so that season 5 would be bigger. Like, everything that they did, and then season 5 was like, they knew this was going to be it. This was going to be, that was the end of the story. They weren't going to do it anymore, even though they would get paid $1 billion to make
That's the
more.
Way to do it, though, too. As long if you have an end in mind, you know, and you can work off that, because, I mean, they're lucky that it was popular enough where it didn't get canceled and then they just weren't able to tell their whole story.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, watching season 1, there's all these clues that I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like
that is so cool.
That's in season 5. This is, you know, like, yeah,
I need to go back and do that. That's really cool.
It's interesting all the things that you pick up on now that you know what's going to happen. It's still a fun ride, but, you know, you now view it with different eyes, you know.
Yep.
Especially, I haven't seen season 1 in 10 years. I don't think I've watched it again.
One question I was curious about, in season 5, they show a lot of scenes that are related to season one with Will. Are those real scenes? Because I can't remember that far back.
Some are real scenes. Some are, so the beginning of season five, where it shows him in the, where he's in the upside down in his little
clubhouse.
That was brand new. Okay. And that was de-aged Will. So,
oh, really?
So he may have looked, he looks slightly off. Huh. I don't know if yeah.
he I felt
that.
Like he did, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that we were watching, we just finished up, was the latest season of Mayor of Kingstown. Do you still watch that show?
I really enjoyed that show, but we was it season two? What are we on? Season three
four.
Now? Four?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was season three. Between two and three is when he had the snowmobile accident or whatever. So that took a while. I never finished three, and it wasn't, I don't know why. I think Molly kind of was off of it, so I'll have to go back and watch myself. I don't know.
Well, Lori loves that show.
I really liked it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so damn dark and constant drama, and that's the reason why I couldn't continue watching Yellowstone. I just felt like it was just constant manufactured drama. Come on. No one's life is this miserable all the time. And I mean, that's just like a Taylor Sheridan strategy. But I was like, am I the only, like, from a critic standpoint, I was kind of curious and I went back and looked, and like all the Taylor Sheridan movies and shows, it ranks as one of the lowest rated, I guess, or from
Mayor
a critic
Kingstown?
Standpoint. Yeah.
Do you watch, Lioness?
No, never.
The
have.
One with Zoe Saldana? Zoe Saldana, right?
I don't know. Nope, haven't seen that one. I don't know. I can't stand the constant, like, I watched it all the way through, and it just got worse and worse. Like, from a...
That's maybe how Molly felt in season three, and then she's like, it's just kind of a downer so much. And
some of the stuff in season four, it's just so gruesome that you're like, ugh, like, no, enough already. And, you know, I don't know. I read today, season five is supposed to be their last season. They're wrapping it up. It's, you know, coming out whenever, but... Anyway, we finished that up the other day, and the whole time you're hoping like, okay, this thing is going to happen that's going to be better, and it's going to, and it never does. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Did you finish up Pluribus?
I did. Yeah. Did we talk about that last time?
No. I think we talked about it at New Year's, but we didn't.
Oh, okay.
So you finish it up. We got to see it. 9 episodes, I think.
And yeah, a weird number of episodes.
And,
huh?
And they are going to have a season two.
Yeah, like in 2028 or something, they said.
I know. What the hell? Holy crap. I mean, movies get made earlier than that. Sequels of movies.
There's not that many actors to get together.
Really. Well, I guess you got to work on her schedule, but
yeah. What is? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it... And the writing isn't like... No, I mean, it's amazing, but you wouldn't think it would take that much to put something like that together.
Or maybe it's one of those, I don't know, Vince Gilligan said he had a plan. He's like, it's probably be 4 or 5 seasons. That's what I think this would be.
Huh.
Because he had the same, I guess they asked him the same thing for Better Call Saul, and he goes, I didn't have a plan for Breaking Bad, but Better Call Saul had this, and... Hmm. So
God, that could last until like 2035, 20.
I feel so. It's such a. You're kind of in a box. This show. I don't know how they make it that long. You know. I don't know how they can make that long.
I will have to go back whenever we get to that point. And well, I don't know. Is it one of those that you? It's almost so simple. Have you ever heard of the guy Wheezy Waiter?
No.
The YouTuber?
No, I haven't.
He does some like show reviews, movie reviews and stuff like that. And he did a review of Pluribus, and he was like, he's about our age, and he's like, it's so slow, but I love it.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if it's one of those shows where you would have to actually need a recap, or are you going to remember enough 2 years from now that you're like, oh, yeah, I know everything that happened, because not that much happened, you know what I mean?
There isn't much that happened, but, yeah, that's a very Vince Gillian, though, thing that where even the minute details are shot.
Yeah.
And you're like, we just spent 5 minutes doing this simple task of what?
Yeah.
He just wanted to do a, what do they call it, where the shot doesn't cut. They keep going on a continuous shot of just one thing. And you're like, well, all it was that.
Yeah.
But, because, like, for example, when they restocked that supermarket, they literally, I mean, they showed them getting all the people coming, restocking and doing the whole thing. And I was like, did they really do this? I mean, this isn't CGI. They really did this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoyed that show. And I mean, it's very, it seems very new and different. It's fresh. I guess that's kind of why I like it. And the main character is kind of like not someone you like particularly like so much. He's not a, she's kind of like, well, I see myself in her, but then there's a lot of stuff you see that you're like, man, she's kind of an awful person, isn't she?
Yeah, you know? She's just angry all the time and, like hates the world kind of mentality. But at the same time, wants to save the world.
Yeah. But
good show.
Isn't, well, also at the end of the final episode, I guess sort of spoiler, you kind of get the feeling we're on a time clock because she is like, well, in 30 days.
Yeah, she's going to turn or whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. I was disappointed to... Yeah, look it up. It was like 9 episodes. That's weird. And then Lori looked it up and she's like, they say late 2027, early 2028.
That's terrible, man.
Man, something else that I watched here the last couple of days was Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, I haven't watched that in years.
Man, that used to be, and it is still, I would say, one of my top favorite Jim Carrey movies. I love that movie. It's not, it doesn't get the critical acclaim as a lot of his others, but is for my I guess on scoring, Dumb and Dumber is number one for me, and I would put that as number two.
Really,
some of the things that he does,
not Cable Guy,
movie,
man,
I love Cable Guy, that is a good one, but some of the physical comedy that he does in Me, Myself, and Irene, I don't know if you remember the scene where he's spoiler alert,
Hank.
He's split personality.
And Hank and
Charlie
and Hank, yeah.
And he's gets to that point where they both come out at the same time and they're trying to fight each other.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like fighting, alongside the train. And then he goes up to the car and he like throws himself in. Like all that stuff was just amazing. Like how he did that, where it looked like there was strings attached to him or something. And I don't know. It had been a long, long time since I saw that movie, and I was like, wow, you know, that was. That was incredible acting to be able to pull that kind of stuff off.
Huh.
But Jim Carrey, great stuff from way back then. And that movie came out in the 2000, so 26 years old now.
Wow. 20. Jeez. Oh, man.
What else we got? Oh, pop culture. I didn't even know this, but have you heard the kids say Sigma at all?
I have not. I don't know what that is or what you're talking about.
I only looked this up because you have the subheading of pop culture, so I was like, what kind of pop culture stuff is out there? Apparently, kids say Sigma, and that caught my attention because that was a company that I used to work for, but it means cool without trying too hard.
Cool without trying too hard.
Yeah, so... I think you're Sigma, Greg.
Is that right? Do you think so? Yeah, well, I'm all right. In pop culture news, this has nothing to do with actual pop culture, but my website, Half-Assed productions.com. It is actually turning 21 this year. Oh, wow. Can you believe that? It'll be able to drink.
Nice.
So we're going to pour out some beers for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back, take some of my articles, and turn them into more like videos.
Oh, yeah?
Like maybe not exactly word for word or whatever, how I made them, but kind of give a new take maybe. Hmm. I've got about five of them. Well, one's going to be Christmas, so that won't be out. So four within that I just need to get together that I really need to turn into a video. And I've got some scripts and all that, so I'm working on that. That's kind of my plan for the year for, 'cause that website, I used to be very... Yeah. Digilant and do one, two articles a week, and then it just, you know, no one's reading blogs anymore.
No,
it's funny. I look at my stat, even 5 years ago, I'd get more views to it. I don't get any views anymore. It's just a placeholder for old articles now.
Yeah.
And, I think if I put some of those things into a video format, people will actually watch.
I agree.
So
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's kind of an experiment because it's almost like I'm taking stuff I already did and turning it into something new.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, I'm kind of re-releasing something,
yeah.
You know, they always do that with superhero movies and and
right.
Other movies. They, you know, they re-release them, and no, and this isn't Tobey Maguire. This is Andrew Garfield.
Right.
You know? So this will be the, you know, the newer version.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to it. You just gonna put those on that channel then?
I'll put it on Half-Assed TV. And another thing I was thinking of doing. I'm wondering if we should move the podcast to its own channel to separate.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I'm good with that.
Maybe we'll do that, and I'm also talked about moving to a different, this is kind of behind the scenes stuff, but going to a different hosting.
Yeah.
Because your other podcast seems to have a better diagnostic or... Yeah, I guess.
Analytics.
Analytics, that's what I would say. So if we could maybe move over and... All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
I think this is episode 4, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see. It is January, and like we have done in many years in the past, I am setting goals for myself.
Yeah.
With our YouTube channel. And Greg,
never done that before.
I am going to really shoot for the moon here, and I'm going to say new project video every single Saturday.
Every single Saturday. Wow.
52 is what I'm going for.
You're
going
to do 52?
That's what I'm shooting for.
Alone, you're not even including anything I do,
no,
which is six.
You're icing on the
videos.
Cake. Yeah, you're just icing on the cake.
I'm icing on the cake. All right.
I am going to... We had that conversation a couple months ago where I was like, hey, I should just film whatever I'm working on because I'm a DIY guy, and our tagline of our channel is DIY projects and home repair. So I'm just going to work on filming everything that I'm doing throughout the week because I'm usually working on some kind of a project.
Yeah.
And hopefully turn that into a video. I'm optimistic that I will learn things along the way and eventually something will catch. I'm trying very hard to not look at the analytics because I've released a lot of videos the last month and a half and none of them have taken off. They've all been duds.
Then you're looking at the analytics.
No, I said I've tried really hard not to look at the
analytics,
but I am. I've deleted it from my phone several times.
Really?
And then put it right back on.
Well, I mean, not being aware of stuff, that's kind of, you don't want to be totally in the dark about everything.
Yeah.
You need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
to an extent.
And comments, you got to know
sure.
when comments do come through.
There hasn't been too many of those lately.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm hoping that we will, I will maintain that.
Do you have stuff in the can already?
I released.
As they say.
I scheduled the final version of what I had filmed for tomorrow, Saturday, but I don't have anything new that I'm like currently in process. I have a plan of like lots of things that I want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So next week I need to kind of really get busy with a project and release it and then hopefully like get the ball rolling. And I know that I'm going to be away from home a couple weeks in late February, early March, which I'll have to like work ahead for and do some planning.
Yeah. Cause you know, I'm not going to fill in.
And I'm hoping that we'll continue this. And I put down like 40 Shop Talk videos for the
40
year.
40 Shop Talk videos
I
for
mean,
the year.
That gives us 12 weeks of like, you're on vacation. We don't do Stuck in Beta. It's Molly's birthday, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
I would like to do as many videos as I can do.
That's vague.
I've made goals in the past, and I'd never get to them. So why make a goal that you're not going to get to? Last year, I actually did well. Honestly, I did a lot better than I normally do. It was probably my best year. But then around July or whatever, yeah. And you know,
I don't know what happened last year. We were both on a good streak.
Oh, we were on a tear, man. We had something every week. Mm-hmm. Maybe even like, well, I get this other video. We'll throw it on Saturday or throw it on Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, and YouTube has become hard. There's so much content out there now. And you know, we've talked about this in the past that, you know, some of the things that I'm watching now, there's so many different extremes to it where I feel like there's like a younger crowd that's younger than us. And then there's the older crowd that's older than us. And there's not as much in between. I don't see as much content being created by the 40 somethings or maybe early 50 somethings. That's just what's on my, you know, my feed or whatever.
We don't collect the Pokemon. So yeah. We're not in that phase.
Era. Yeah.
And we're not what would be above us? What would be the next
senior citizens?
We're not seniors yet. We don't have I don't know, but we just we're somewhere in there, right? Yeah. The Gen X.
The Gen X. I don't see
we're the late Gen X. The what do you call that?
We're almost at the crossover point of millennial, I guess.
Yeah.
We're very close to that, actually.
XM. We're kind of the satellite company.
XM, yeah.
So I got a little mic upgrade. I got a Rode little wireless micro mic. I'm excited to try. Actually, I tried this out with my little girl, her Girl Scout video, asking people for donations.
Oh, cool.
Because anytime you record something in my house, there's always some noise or mm-hmm. someone screaming or some dog barking or
yeah.
something noise. So it's nice to have an actual mic. And so
you have no excuses now. Equipment upgrade.
Equipment upgrade.
Let's get busy.
So I'm excited to try that out. I got some new tools too. I showed you. I got a couple Milwaukee drills. I got an impact and just a regular drill, 18 volt. I'm excited. You know, Team Red, right?
Yeah.
And but I went to you were talking about a couple weeks ago how you love your ratcheting screwdrivers
mm-hmm.
and. You know, the end of Christmas time, they have all those little sets
mm-hmm.
and they had the stubby and the regular size screwdrivers ratcheting.
Yeah.
So I picked me up a couple of those and I saw tape measures. There was a 2-pack of tape measures. They're only 20 feet. Was it 20? Milwaukee a two-pack for $12. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this too. I'm like, what the hell?
You're all set.
I was like, you know what? I have a tape measure. I have a good DeWalt one, but you know, anytime I'm looking for it, I always can't find it. So
as I put on my reading glasses here, I got to ask, is it the big numbers? Is it the where you can read it without needing your reading glasses on that tape measure?
That's a good question. I didn't even pay attention to that. That's probably a good idea to have.
My DeWalt, I have a DeWalt 16-foot tape measure that's has a like kind of a more fatter tape, and the numbers are so much easier to read. and it also has the, I don't know how they do it, but they have the numbers for like a quarter and you know, half inch and three quarter inch, and
oh
man, that's great. Going to my old Stanley where it's just like one, you know, it has the 1 inch and then the 2 inch and all the lines
all the
in between.
Yeah.
And you got like, you're like counting over. Like
another thing, it has the, where you can stop it with your finger on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Not all of them have that.
No.
So I like that too. So and it was a 2-pack for $12. I'm like, that's cheap as hell.
That's a good deal.
Grab a couple. I could always use those. I'm always losing, not losing, but I'll find it 5 minutes later. But yeah, you know, at least I'll have another one.
So those are your tools that you have for upcoming projects, but you also have your projects that are in process.
Yeah, I have that. I've been talking about the turntable for weeks. The horse racing we actually played on New Year's Eve, I made that table. I got to say, it's been 10 years ago.
I think more.
I've got the video, and for some reason, it's never been out, and I got to turn it into something. I got to turn it into a video.
That was an awesome game, and everybody that was here, nobody had ever seen it or heard of it before. I only knew of it because you had talked about it before, but I'd never played the game, and it was a lot of fun. I think that would be something that we should continue to play, and that could make a good video.
I should record us playing the game too, so we'll have some, you know, shot, you know, some video of us actually playing it too. Because if I try to explain in a video, it may not be that. I had a few ideas. I'll just throw them out there because I'm not worried about people stealing my ideas because they're not that like anything crazy or anything. I've been wanting to do a Lego table for the kids for years. I think making some sort of Lego table with some storage where they can just go in and free build. It's more for my son. My daughter loves Lego, but she's not the fanatic that my son is. She will build the minifigs and play with them. Peter will actually pull out stuff and build things, and he'll go, look, I built this castle, or look, I built this, and he actually has some more imagination. She does in other things, but not in Lego. You know.
That'd be cool.
So it'd just be a table with storage and like a top with where you can with the ground plates.
Oh, okay. So the top would actually be Lego as well. Oh, okay. That's cool.
And then another thing, it's kind of taking off. I've seen a lot of other videos. I enjoy watching them. I think it'd be fun to do a lot of upcycling type things. People, I see these all the time. I enjoy, so I would think other people would enjoy us doing it as well. Upcycling. Going to seeing a small piece of furniture or something on the side of the road or at the Goodwill, and then turning it in, you know, just painting it, making it look nice, or sanding it down. You do that.
We've done a couple of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. And I think that's pretty, people really like watching it. Even if you put it as a short, people really enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
Now we, you know, shorts, we get like 2 cents on, but it's still a good time. And then if, another one I wanted to do is some $10 DIY projects, some cheap projects you can do that are, you know, I'm not sold on $10 at least, but I want to make it a low cost. You can do this for this cheap or, you know, so
yeah,
those are some of those that I'm throwing out there that we'll see.
Concepts of a plan.
Concepts. I got concepts of a plan in here. Hey, you got more time than I do.
That's true. You know? Well, and I'm trying to stay motivated and stay with it. I have a huge list of things that I want to do, and it's just like staying motivated, staying, making sure that my weeks don't just kind of like this week here. I didn't do anything in particular. I did a lot of little things, but it wasn't a whole lot that I could put together into a single project video. And it was just keeping up with like a lot of things that were behind the scenes. So I can't afford to have a lot of weeks like that.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that I'm staying somewhat like productive. And
it's also the end of the year, the whole holiday. Mm-hmm. You got to have some time off, right?
Yeah. Yeah. True.
So there you go. Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll review this at the end of the year.
No,
I'm gonna set myself a reminder that Greg said he's gonna do six.
Six?
Isn't that what you said?
I could put six.
Oh, well, okay.
If I do more than that, that would be
there. You go.
Nice. You put A+. Yourself pretty high.
I know. I was thinking about that. I've failed every year, but I don't have an excuse this year.
You ought to say 30, and then you can. Oh, yeah. You know.
I should. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. And
honestly, our channel isn't. It's a channel that people watch, but it's also not a channel people watch every video.
Yeah, they're not hanging on the edge of their seat like, oh, when is How to Fix It Workshop coming out with another video? I can't wait to see what they work on next.
Yeah. That would be weird.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they do for these videos.
I don't know.
Do these videos count as content?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, then.
No, I'm not counting it as my project videos, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is an addition, too.
We got these.
Yeah. So you can count them as yours if you want.
Oh, okay. I'm on number one.
All right. That was fun.
Yeah. All right. I think we've done it once again.
Yeah.
We've done a show.
Hour and 15 minutes.
Hey, that's less than last week. So, people, if you get, you can always, listen while you're sleeping.
That's true.
Let's make our numbers go up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. See ya.